Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
There's bad headlines. There's horrific headlines. And then there's this.
Your car's seatbelt. Safety miracle or decapitation nightmare?
What is the connection between rain and farming? The answer may surprise you.
Heroin, sex, machine guns, flamethrowers, murder. There's no story here. We've just found that ratings go up when we say those words.
It's time for the worst headline of the day.
Zebra bites Ohio man's arm before deputy puts animal down. Oh, that's not the horror. Because that's the rewrite of the headline. Zebra bites off Ohio man's arm before deputy puts the animal down. That's the story. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. A zoo, or it's not even a zoo. It's a guy who owns a zebra. It's not a zoo. I think zebras, I think zoos. The police arrived to find a victim lying on the ground with his right arm covered with his sleeve. According to the incident report, Log said the victim had his arm bitten off by the zebra. Now, there has been an update that the man was being treated at a local medical center, will not lose his arm, but that's how the call came in. Man had his arm bitten off by zebra. I had no idea zebras were even a violent. It's a zebra. It's Chris Rock. How can you not love it? And who actually owns a zebra? Why would you own a zebra? Now, I say this with the full disclosure that I grew up in Middletown, New Jersey. And I grew up behind a horse farm. I grew up during a, well, really the winter because the leaves were down. I grew up on a street that had a crazy amount of trees. And our house wasn't on a hill, but just the backyard, it sloped down pretty far. And then there was a creek, and then it sloped back up. And it was a farm behind us. And in the winter, you would see the horses, like, through the snow and stuff. It was really a beautiful kind of Norman Rockwell-esque kind of scene. Really a special way to do that. I'm scared to hell of horses. I wouldn't ride a horse. I was offered many times if I wanted to go horseback riding. I'm like, no, I'm good. I was also the fat kid, and I was fully aware that maybe that wasn't fair to the horse. But I was like, nah. I didn't realize how strong the horse was. I'm good. I don't. Absolutely. I wouldn't get close to a zebra. If I was acting, I wouldn't work with animals. I'd much rather work with children than animals. And of course, the rule is don't work with either. I mean, I just figured that one day the horse would be like, yeah, watch what I do to this kid's face. And then that would be the end of it. Oh, always concerned. So I wouldn't be around a zebra. But I didn't know zebras were violent. I didn't know a zebra had the capacity to bite your arm off. Creepy. And I don't know why anybody would have a zebra as a pet. I don't know why anybody has these exotic animals as pets. I also don't know sometimes why people have dogs as pets. I don't get it. I'm not anti-dog or anti-cat. Calm down. There's a whole push in my family to get a cat. There's a whole push. The push now is to get two cats, Matt Bear. The push is to get two separate cats.
Oh, that's a litter.
And it's, I don't think that actually equates to a litter at two.
Oh, okay.
Right? If somebody has two kids, it's not a litter of kids. Hmm. If you're the Duggars, then it's a litter.
It's a plethora. Yeah.
Two is not even a plethora.
Oh, come on.
Two does not. Four. Mm. I think if you have four kids, it's a plethora.
Thank you, math professor.
All right? You're welcome there, three amigos. Right. See, three is not a plethora either. But they want to get two cats, and they now officially want to name the cats Burgers and Fries.
I think this is the greatest thing ever.
So I don't know. I don't want pets, but at least a cat. There's the whole litter box thing, and it's done. I absolutely don't want the dog because I watch people walk their dogs, and I get it. You love your dog. I'm not saying you don't love your dog. I'm not saying I don't love your dog. Don't send me an email. I'm saying that when I see people cleaning up after their dog, I wonder out loud who's in charge.
Now, I've heard you say this before, and when I see people cleaning up after their dogs, I'm like, that is a grown, responsible adult right there.
Yep, don't want it.
not going to have anything to do with that responsibility, no.
Let me explain this to you, Matt Bear. I have a mortgage. I don't need any more adults' responsibilities. I don't need to prove myself to no one. I pay the bank, leave me be.
I stand corrected.
Stand behind a dog. It's 23 degrees out, and someone right now is walking their dog.
But that's so like a family member. It's like taking care of your kid. I mean, when you walk the dog in the cold weather, it's like, okay, I'm doing something for a member of my family.
I never have to walk my kid outside. In the middle of winter, I never have to be like, come on, little Timmy, we have to go for a walk.
You have a kid named Little Timmy.
Well, first of all, in this analysis, yes.
Okay, sorry.
For the sake of the conversation, I have a kid named Little Timmy.
But if you get two cats, you don't have to walk the cat.
Correct, which is why a cat might be perfect.
Yeah, okay. Now you're speaking
or
my language.
A ferret.
A ferret would be fun.
Certainly not a zebra.
No.
They'll bite your arm off.
Zebras are horses.
They're not actually, they're not horses.
No, you can ride one.
You, not really. It will bite your arm off. Oh, were right. You not listening?
No, I mean, I heard the thing, but I kind of sounded like a myth, you know? I mean, you know,
it sounded like a myth. I wasn't talking about the chupacabra.
the Mexican staring frog?
It's a myth.
It turns you to stone.
Yeah. And now I'm even questioning the cats.
Get the cats, man. Come on.
Joe Biden decides to talk about things close to sinful. Allow me to describe how sinful his comments were. Keep it here. I'm Tony Katz.